Hi. I got the call, about a month ago. Steven called me, and just asked if I would introduce him at this banquet. And frankly, I'm honored that you would ask me to do that. And I've spent some time thinking about it, and so. This is it. Stephen, this is the audience. I don't know them very well. I met a few of them coming in. Very few. I got here late, which is, or I'd hoped to get here earlier, meet more of them. Be able to sort of learn about them some so that this would be a lot easier for me if I actually knew some of them. It's kind of hard to, introduce somebody you don't know, but that's what you asked me to do, and I'm trying to be a good friend. So even though, frankly, Quest is a little stupid, I am here for you. I'm here. I'm glad to do it. So I, like I said, I just met just a few of them just a few moments ago. I was coming in very late, and so really there was just one person actually that I actually really met and or even talked to at all. And he or maybe she said hello to me as I was coming in the door. And so, because I was late, I think I mentioned that before. And I was, they actually, I could hear them calling me to come up on stage as I was coming in. That's how late I was. And I didn't really get, we just had a brief conversation. They said hello. That was it. And, So I don't even, I didn't get the person's name. I don't know what they look like. As previously mentioned, unsure of the gender, really, even. It's nothing about them. I just didn't really catch it. I was sort of trying to think of how I was going to do this without knowing anybody and sort of missed the irony there. Which I'm getting it now. It's kind of funny. But I'm sure there's lots of fine people here. I'm sure they're great people, or they wouldn't be here unless they had something better to do. So there may be other people that could have been here, but they just had something better to do. And that's nothing against you. They just have a life, and you're not important at it. As important as whatever they're doing. That's all. Not that you're not important, just less so than what they else they may be doing now. That's all. And I just really am a little irritated that you would even ask me to do this, because this is really, really awkward. And, I mean, it would have been much easier if. Like if let's say it was an audience full of, or like if you were the audience, then I could do that because I know about you, and it would make that introduction easier because I could say to the speaker who maybe I didn't know, I could say, well, this is Steven, and Steven and I met each other. Junior high, or maybe before, probably before, as part of the program for the academically talented, because you and I, we would come in and clean the rooms after the academically talented students had left for the day, and so then we we were best friends along with Charlie Patton all through middle school and into high school, and that you and I still keep in touch, and we still share creatively, and we still share about our families, you know, with each other. And the big thing, you know, is just the friendship, the kind of friendship that it is. You know, that's sort of what I would tell. And I'm sorry that you're having to go through this, because, you know, I just didn't want to. This is awkward, but I didn't want to take him aside, you know, because to be like, hey, I'm late, but excuse me, hang on a second, and then we make things later, because I'm arguing with him backstage. It would just be really awkward. But more so than this, or at least equally, probably less so. It would not be as awkward. This is more awkward than that would be, but it's too late now, is what I'm saying. And anyway, Stephen, you know, I would just talk about our friendship and how people used to think that we looked alike. So in seventh grade, you know, our moms basted the our sport jackets together, and we would tell people we were Siamese cousins, joined at the elbow, and because everybody said that we looked alike, and I never saw it, but regardless, I know it's not really a word, but you know, Stephen, you're just one of those rare friends that, you know, I can just go years without seeing you or talking to you. Let's see, what else? Yeah, so that's kind of what I would say if you were in the audience. So, you have any pointers for me for anything? Or do you want to... I guess you should speak now, I guess. Hey, oh, you know what I could do? No, I'd be dumb. Never mind. anyway, I'll quit talking now. And my good friend and mate, not like... He's not my partner. You know, he's married to a woman. A beautiful woman. I've seen her. She's beautiful. She's not in any way like a man. I mean, she's like a human, but she's not like, you know, she does not have back hair. You know what I'm saying? So you did good. You did a good job. And so, yeah, right. Okay. Stephen Nichols, everyone.